All right. Okay, so let's just jump right into the second part of Kieran's question. And he says, Ali also writes, as an individual, hold on, you are only internal to your own higher self. And then he goes on to ask, basically, how does this relate to the one, two, three of God in that sense? Does it just relate to the first person perspective of God or the second or third? I hesitate to get into that second part of the question because I think once I clarify what I was really stating in that statement, the second part becomes a completely unrelated question. So, what I was saying there was basically a statement regarding structures. So, ultimately, as an individual, hold on, if you want to look at internality in terms of how a sub-agency becomes enfolded into a super-agency, then, as an individual, hold on, you are a partner in social hold-ons, but you're only internal as a hold-on to your own higher self. So earlier I had referred to the five types of unconscious, and in that, the two of that are of most significance is the embedded and emergent unconscious in relation to this topic. So ultimately, your embedded unconscious is whatever structure that you're perceiving the world and constructing the world through right now. It is the structure that you're, and you're never clearly at a structure, but let's just make an extreme generalization and say that. So your embedded unconscious is whatever structure you're embedded in right now. Your emergent unconscious is aspects of your psyche that are gonna come into play and in the future become embedded when you disembed from this structure, and this structure itself becomes internal to what is now your next higher self. So that's what I meant. What I meant there was purely just a single kind of monolithic developmental example of looking at, let's say, one developmental trajectory or line. In terms of how does all of this relate to the ground of being and the one, two, three of God? That's a completely different topic in two respects. And one of it is, yes, we can view the one, two, three of God as a kind of a oneness with Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, the I, we, and it. And we can also view it in terms of how one can relate to their non-dual realization. And it turns out there's three ways of really, and it gets really complicated because we have to take into account that in any domain, in any state, one can have a union, communion, or identity experience. And so it just becomes a whole different thing. And my intention in writing that post was specifically to talk about the structural aspect of it and not even to drag the conversation towards what those internality codes mean when we're talking about not just states, but let alone the ground of being itself. I mean, that's then we're kind of getting away from we're getting away from what we're conventionally defining as internality codes or structures. Although your question does make sense, I have to add that your question is a good question. It's just not where I want to take this topic because it doesn't have much to do with what we're discussing right now.